Welcome to Fateful Not Flawless. We're your hosts. I'm Krista.
I'm Julia.
And I'm Joy.
We are so glad to have Joy joining us again. Yay. I'm so excited. Yay. Yes, it's so great that she took the time out to come and have fun with us and chat and just, you know, encourage each other. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're here for you all as well. And Julia has a great word, so we're going to let her just dive in with it and here we go.
Yeah. So I will say one thing. My sister couldn't be with us for this recording. So we do miss her and we are thankful for her because she is a big part of this as well. Yes. So, you know, we all just kind of sometimes need that time to refresh and renew from the everyday things. And so she is missed and we'll be glad when she's back to join us again. Yes. And so I'm just going to share something that God laid on my heart about marching. And it's actually called Keep Marching. So the other morning, God brought to my mind about the time that the Israelites marched around Jericho. This story is found in Joshua chapter 6, verses 1 through 20. And I'm just going to kind of summarize this. It says that for 7 days, the Israelites marched. Joshua commanded the people to not talk or shout until he told them to do so. And, you know, I'm thinking about that because, you know, it wasn't just men and women in this group. There were toddlers. Mm-hmm. We all know how hard that is, keeping toddlers quiet. Babies, you know, elderly people that maybe couldn't get around so well. But it was all the Israelites. Mm-hmm. That marched. Mm-hmm. It wasn't just the ones who were conditioned.
Right.
Or, right. You know, some of us don't exercise probably as we should, speaking about myself. So, you know, it wasn't an easy march. Mm-hmm. It was a hard march, if you think about it. I mean, you have toddlers. You may have had 2 or 3 toddlers you were trying to rope in and keep quiet and march and are carrying, you know, and you're marching as you're carrying. And that's just, you know, it just blows my mind when I think about how many Israelites marching around the city with all the things going on.
Wow.
You know, as moms, you know, that's a lot. Just probably trying to keep my kids, you know, in line to be quiet and go. You know, kids, they bump into each other and they, you know, butt me, they hit me.
They're looking at me wrong.
Right? Trying to keep those conversations out of the marching.
Right.
You know, not an easy feat. But just, it blows my mind that all of the Israelites were marching around Jericho. Not talking, not shouting, not whispering, just marching in silence. You see, in Joshua chapter 5, and I love this. I really do. In Joshua chapter 5, verses 13 through 15, the commander of the Lord's army came and spoke to Joshua. Mm. Like, how humbling is that? Mm. That the commander of the Lord's army came and spoke with him. Like, to me, that is so humbling. That's so wow that he did that. So the commander of the Lord's army came and spoke to Joshua, telling him what God said to do concerning Jericho. So this wasn't an up for debate among all the Israelites. This wasn't a debate among some of the elders. This was God telling Joshua what to do. Mm-hmm. You know, sometimes we start listening to other people and we get ourselves in trouble. Mm-hmm. But God sent the commander of his army to tell Joshua what to do concerning Jericho. And I just think that's amazing. You see, God was working in their marching and in their silence. Like, their silence was important. There was a reason God said to march quietly. Because sometimes when we're not marching quietly, we're complaining. And that kind of defeats the purpose, right?
Yeah.
God was preparing them in their marching and in their silence for the shout moment that was coming, even though they weren't really prepared for it. They marched all together, the whole Israelite clan, which is a lot of people. I'm sure that by the 7th day, the people of Jericho were thinking that the Israelites were crazy. I'm sure they thought, look at all these people with their kids, their people with crutches, people having to be carried maybe on a stretcher that couldn't walk, but were still included in the marching. And look at these crazy people. I mean, they're walking around our walls and they're not even saying anything. They're not even taunting anything at us. Like, how crazy. Just what do they think they're going to do? They're just marching. They have no weapons. They're not doing anything. They're not attacking us. And there's no way they're getting through these walls. Mm. But God. Mm-hmm. Mm. How many times do we read through the Bible in situations, but God shows up, mm-hmm. but God moves and God does something. Right. But God says, watch this. Mm. On the seventh day, as they marched, Joshua commanded the people to shout, and the walls that nobody else could get through, that no man could touch, God made them crumble, and they fell down. Verse 20 says, when the people heard the sound of the ram's horns, they shouted as loud as they could, and suddenly the walls of Jericho collapsed. I was thinking, as they shouted as loud as they could, it had to be in unison. Mm-hmm. Like, it had to be all together. It couldn't just be five people over here shouting. Like, it had to be everybody. And none of them held back their shout. They did not stop marching either. They shouted. They gave that shout and that march everything that they had. May that be a sign to us, to ourselves, that even though the enemy has been throwing a lot of things, I feel like that probably is for a lot of people right now. You know, I keep hearing people talk about all the crazy things that just seem to be coming their way, mm-hmm. coming against them right now. But even though the enemy is good, guys, honestly, every day until God calls us home, mm-hmm. there's going to be something mm-hmm. that the enemy tries to throw at us. Yes. Mm-hmm. And we just have to keep marching. We have to keep marching. You know, sometimes he makes those walls in front of us look like the Jericho walls, too high, too thick, mm-hmm. not passable, not able to get through, impossible walls. But I'm telling you, don't be looking at the wall in front of you. Keep marching. Mm-hmm. Watch what God will do for you. When your time of marching is done, he will tell you when to do your shout. Just as the Israelites saw victory in their marching and in their shout, so will you. Mm. But you see, obedience is the key. Mm-hmm. And I think we miss that a lot of times. Obedience is the key, because if we go back further, where it says, the commander of the Lord's army came and spoke to Joshua, telling him what to do, right? So Joshua got specific instructions mm-hmm. of how they were supposed mm-hmm. to bring down the walls of Jericho, right? It was being obedient in their part mm-hmm. and watching God do his, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. So obedience is the key when we are to keep marching.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. Obedience is the key that brings out our shout. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So keep marching and get ready when God tells you to shout. Mm-hmm.
Good. You know, that it just makes me think about, you know, those people on the wall, they couldn't, I mean, you know, they had to be taunting them. They might even have been throwing stuff at them. You know, I can see people throwing, I don't know, paper wads at them. You know, what I'm saying? There's right? Whatever, yeah. Laughing at them. You guys are funny. Look right? at you. Really? You had to wear that right. outfit? You know, I mean, whatever. Because, you know, people can be.
Right. What are you going to do with that crutch? You going to throw it at me?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? I mean.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe, like, I'll just come through the wall. Come on. What's wrong with you?
Just taunting.
You? Yeah.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I think, obviously God knew that the main thing was to keep their mouth shut.
Right.
Because, you know, as humans, we're not always positive. I know I'm not.
Sometimes our words can block our blessings.
That's right. Mm-hmm. And so, but then at the end.
Yeah.
You know, they were able to shout. Yeah. And they were shouting because God had this.
Yeah.
God was going to take care mm-hmm. of the ones on top of the wall that were throwing things at them, even if it was throwing words at them or whatever, you know. And I think sometimes we get discouraged because of the
of the shouting of the words, you know. And as you were talking about them, you know, sometimes some of us aren't as fast as others when we march, you know.
Right.
And so, you know, it makes us feel bad sometimes. But, you know, we just keep marching. Mm-hmm. Yeah. God's got us.
Yeah.
God's got us. Mm. I just love that.
Mm-hmm. I just think there's so many times throughout my own life, I'm sure you guys can relate to this, where it just seems like there's a wall. Mm-hmm. There's just a wall that just is impossible.
Right.
And I just wonder, as they were marching around that wall, how that wall, you know, it was so tall, it was thick, and, you know, nobody was able to get into Jericho. Like, nobody was able to get through their walls. Mm-hmm. And I really wonder what was going through their minds as, because, you know, they're staring at the wall. There's no doubt. They're marching around it. But I just really wonder what was going through the Israelites' minds as they're following the instructions that Joshua gave them, you know, march. Mm-hmm. Today we're marching. Mm-hmm. Tomorrow we're marching. We're not going to say anything. We're just going to march and march. Right. And I'm sure he didn't even tell them about what they were going to do on the seventh day with the shout yet. It was just, hey, today we're getting up, we're marching. Mm-hmm. And they're marching. Mm-hmm. And they're marching around this impossible wall. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And I just wonder what was going through their mind during that time. Mm-hmm. Like, how is God going to take this city down? Mm-hmm. How is God going to move on our behalf? How is God going to do this? Mm-hmm. And, you know, I think about when we're reading through the Old Testament, you know, we always read about where they would build altars mm-hmm. throughout their traveling as reminders for the other generations of what God did for them.
Right.
And, you know, the city of Jericho was never rebuilt. Mm-hmm. It was left as a crumbled mess. Right. And I think, man, what an altar in the wilderness. Yes. And that would be such a testimony for generations mm-hmm. to come. Mm-hmm. You know, it just was like, you know, rocks by the Jordan River or, you know, just things like that mm-hmm. where God would split the rivers for mm-hmm. them or the mm-hmm. sea or, you know, how he would just make a way for them when there was no way.
Right.
And again, the Jericho wall was the same situation. Mm-hmm. It was an impossible thing for humans.
Right. Yeah.
But not for God.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
So every time we have a wall that seems impossible, just remember, keep marching.
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Keep marching. Right. God is faithful. Mm-hmm. There's nothing he can't do.
Yes.
What's impossible for us is not impossible for our God.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Here's a little kind of visual illustration. So I grew up in band in school, and we had a pretty good marching band. And so the whole marching, that kind of made me think of that. But it was so important that we work in unison together. Mm-hmm. And if a, say, one of the, we called them flag girls, one of the girls that, you know, twirl the flags and things like that.
Yeah.
If one of them dropped her flag on accident, you're not supposed to pick it up. You're just supposed to keep going and go through your routine and keep marching.
Oh, wow.
And so I look at that as like a distraction. If somebody, you know, kept marching, but they ran into her flag or stepped on it or something like that, you know, it's just a distraction. You have to keep facing the way you're supposed to face, do what you're supposed to do.
Wow.
And you have to just kind of let that roll off. And sometimes there's distractions that are thrown, in our lives that we are totally not expecting.
That's right.
But as long as we keep marching, as long as we keep our eyes on the prize and keep moving forward and get to the final goal, we will do and complete what we're supposed to complete, what God has us to do. But if we stop and pick that flag up, it could completely throw everybody off.
Oh, wow.
And, you know, you would get points deducted if you did things like that. But that's okay. But the main thing was to get your whole routine completed, you know, when you were supposed to. And so I was just thinking about that, you know, life throws us all kinds of curveballs all the time.
Yeah.
But if we will keep in unison, hand in hand with the Lord, and then sometimes, you know, he just, you know, like the footprints in the sand, he's got to carry us sometimes.
Absolutely.
And we've got to be willing to let him do that.
Yeah. So, that's good. That's good. So good.
That's good.
Oh, Joy, that was so good. And you're right about that, because the Israelites had to be in unity mm-hmm. when they were marching. Mm-hmm. And you're right. If somebody stumbled, I mean, they had to keep going. Mm-hmm. I mean, you have to keep going. Mm-hmm. And dropping something, you just leave it mm-hmm. and you keep going. Distractions, which we all have daily, mm-hmm. you know, like you said, keeping our eye, trying to keep our eyes on the prize, which is Jesus, right. which is our salvation, which is eternity with him in heaven. And just marching, even when it just seems like everything's being thrown at you mm-hmm. and things look impossible, God is there with you. Mm-hmm. And you're right. There's so many times I think about the footprints in the sand. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, man, yeah, that was God carrying yeah. me in that, because no way I got through that on my own mm-hmm. at all. So I'm just thankful that he's with us man. In the marching.
That's right.
He's with us, even if he has to carry us in our march mm-hmm. sometimes, because mm-hmm. we just don't have the strength.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we all have gone through that where mm-hmm. it's been hard and we just don't know how we're going to get through. And God's grace mm-hmm. and mercy yeah. and his strength just comes and yes. he just picks us up and he says, hey, I've got you.
That's right.
Even in the marching, I'm right here with you. Mm-hmm. I will help you. I will carry you in the march. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes we need that.
That's mm-hmm. right.
Sometimes we've been marching so long that we get tired mm-hmm. and it seems like a lot.
Yeah.
And God says, let me carry you. Mm-hmm. Let me carry you for mm-hmm. a little bit.
Yeah.
My yoke is easy and my burden is light.
Amen.
I love that. So maybe today you've been marching for a while and it just seems like that wall, your Jericho, isn't falling down. Just remember, God will tell you when to shout. He will help you in your marching. He will carry you. He will help you. He will guide you. He will strengthen you. And just remember, just like the Israelites, when they thought there was no way, they had a but God moment. Amen. So may God help you, strengthen you, and encourage you in your time of marching until he tells you to get your shout on. Mm.